Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you try, you just can't wash away the shame, the pain, or the mess that you carry? Hey, join me for Awake My Soul this morning as we look at the woman who reached for Jesus in faith and discovered that He changes everything. Scrubbed and I scrubbed, and yet the dirt remained. Maybe I needed more soap or more water. I worked the bristles all across my hands, and it was digging into the skin trying to remove the grime, but the stains were still there. My hands were raw and bleeding in some areas, and it just seemed like nothing I could do would remove the stains. Have you ever felt that way? Or I don't know, maybe you feel that way now. This morning, I want us to take a peek into Matthew chapter 9. I want us to read in verses 18 through 22. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. This woman suffered a disease that caused her to bleed nonstop for 12 years. 12 years. I mean, I've been sick before to the point where I begged for just a few moments of relief or a couple of hours of sleep. But an issue like this, I mean, I can't imagine it going on for 12 years. See, to the Jews of that day, a woman was considered unclean if she were bleeding. To touch a woman during this time would make the man unclean as well. And since men didn't always know when that would be, they went out of their way just to avoid women. Sometimes they wouldn't talk to them or even look at them. Now, if you've ever been sick, you know that one of the worst things about being sick is the loneliness. I mean, after a few days, if you're like me, I mean, we just want to be held. But the thoughts come to mind, you know, well, what if I'm contagious? What if it spreads? So we try to keep a safe distance, but if others know that we're sick, then they're going to maintain their distance too. She was completely alone. I mean, she was alone for 12 years. She had been despised, rejected. She was seen as unclean and unworthy. And she was desperate for healing. And she knew. She believed that just a touch of the edge of the Master's hem would heal her. And because of that belief, she braved coming into the city. She pushed her way through the crowd and she reached out her hand. And in that instant, Jesus knew. He stopped and he turned, and in Luke it records that he said, Who touched me? Jesus was not asking because he didn't know. I mean, he knew who it was. He's God. He knows all things. But it gave this woman an opportunity to declare her actions and for him to teach that it's faith that saves. She was made clean. I mean, from that moment that she touched the garment, she was healed. And she knew it. All the years of loneliness and hurt and pain, being told that she was a nobody, being an outcast, that she's dirty, everything was gone. And Jesus said to her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. My friend, maybe this moment's for you. There's nothing you've ever done that makes you too dirty for Jesus to heal. What you cannot wash away, He covers with His perfect love. Because of the sinless sacrifice of Jesus, His blood washes you white as snow. Isaiah 1:18 declares, Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's as if that message was written just for her, or maybe just for us. Will you reach out to Him in faith today? Believe that He has the power to wash you clean, because today's the day of salvation. He will make you whole. Gosh, His word is beautiful, isn't it? Do you have a few more minutes to stay and dig just a little bit deeper? I want to talk a little bit more about this and to share a few questions with you to guide you as you sit with the Father just a little longer. If you've already signed up, you'll get a text here in just a minute with the extra resource. But if you haven't signed up, it's easy. Just text the number on your screen or you can scan the QR code. Hey, thanks for sharing some time with me this morning and some coffee. And I hope you enjoy your day.